Restoration from Babylon. Chapter 12. The wall finished, the temple service restored. At last the wall of Jerusalem was finished. So diligently had the work been pursued, that the wall was finished in 52 days from the day that Nehemiah began the work. However, the gates were not yet set up. But even though the wall was finished, the troublous times did not cease, for says Nehemiah, when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall, and that there was no breach left therein. Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plan of Ono. This was a part of a plan of theirs and of the master adversary, to get Nehemiah into their power, and to slay him, and then cause to cease the work of building the city. But Nehemiah knew that the work in which he was engaged was one in which those men could have no part nor lot, nor any true interest, and to the extent of a parley, therefore he sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down, why should the work cease, while I leave it, and come down to you? Yet they were so persistent that they sent to Nehemiah four times after this sort, and every time he answered them after the same manner. And even yet they did not cease. In encouragements to the people in the work of that restoration of the city and people of God, Nehemiah, with his faithful fellow laborers, constantly cited the promises of God that the Messiah, the son of David, the official king of Judah, would come. He assured them that the work which was then being done, and the time upon which they were engaged, would end only in the coming of the Messiah, the rightful king. Rumors of this constantly reached the adversaries, the Samaritans. Their dull minds could frame only the conception of an earthly king, only Nehemiah himself could be such king. This could mean only rebellion as soon as the city should be finished, therefore Nehemiah could be working so diligently only for his own aggrandizement. Accordingly Sanballat sent his servant even the fifth time, this time, with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, It is reported among the heathen, and Gashmus says it, that you and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause you built the wall, that you may be their king, according to these words. And you have also appointed prophets to preach of you at Jerusalem, saying, There is a king in Judah, and now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now therefore, and let us take counsel together. The worst trouble of all. Nehemiah answered truly, There are no such things done as you say, but you feign them out of your own heart. And of them he says, For they all made us afraid, saying, Their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. And against all he appealed to God. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. Yet the worst feature of the situation was not the scheming of Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem, it was the traitorous fellowship of Jews in Jerusalem who in heart were united with Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem, and constantly played into their hands and aided their schemes. When the trick of Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem to get Nehemiah into their power outside the city had failed, these false brethren attempted to make that scheme effective inside the city. So as Nehemiah came one day to the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabeel, who was shut up, Shemaiah said to him, Let us meet together in the house of God, within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay you, yeah, in the night will they come to slay you. But, said noble Nehemiah, should such a man as I flee? And who is there, that, being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. Yet more, and the worst, was to come. Here is the record. And, lo, I perceived that God had not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Therefore was he hired, that I should be afraid, and do so, and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, think you upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets, that would have put me in fear. Moreover in those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters unto Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came unto them. For there were many in Judah sworn unto him, because he, Tobiah, was the son-in-law of Shechaniah the son of Arah, and his son Johanan had taken the daughter of Meshullam the son of Berechiah. Also they reported his good deeds before me, and uttered my words to him. And Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. Yet, for all this, there was no halt in the work. The gates were set up, and thus the wall was finished in all its parts completely round the city. And when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. As the danger from the enemies was still great, Nehemiah commanded, Let not the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun be hot, and while they stand by, let them shut the doors, and bar them, and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, everyone in his watch, and everyone to be over against his house. Now the city was large and great, but the people were few therein, and the houses were not built. Restoring the worship. Being able thus to dwell in comparative safety, the restoration of the worship of God according to the scriptures was systematically entered upon. On the first day of the seventh month, all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate, and they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month *1, and he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people, and when he opened it, all the people stood up, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads, and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Certain chosen ones caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. This was so especially necessary, because, owing to the scattered condition of the people in the captivity, and especially owing to the mixed marriages in which the people had indulged since their return, the language of the people had so changed that many of them could not well understand the pure Hebrew in which the scriptures were written, and now read by Ezra. And when they did understand the reading, as now distinctly presented to them in its plain sense, it presented before them a manner of life so distinct from that which they had been living, so much purer and more elevated and noble, that all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. But Nehemiah and Ezra and the interpreters comforted all the people, saying, This day is holy unto the Lord your God, mourn not, nor weep. Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be you sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be you grieved. And all the people went their way to eat, and to drink, and to send portions, and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. The Feast of Tabernacles. On the second day, as they were all gathered to the reading, it was also the second day of the seventh month, in the portion that was read was what is now. In this they found that it was commanded that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month, and that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities, and in Jerusalem, saying, Go forth into the mount, and fetch olive branches, and pine branches, and myrtle branches, and palm branches, and branches of thick trees, to make booths, as it is written. This had stood in the book all the ages since the children of Israel had been in the wilderness, after their coming out of Egypt, yet, since the days of Joshua the son of Nun unto that day had not the children of Israel done so. Nevertheless, as soon as it was now read, the people received it as it is the word of God, and promptly went forth, and brought the branches, and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. And all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths, and sat under the booths. And there was very great gladness. When the booths were prepared, and the people dwelt in them, on the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles the reading of the scriptures was taken up again, and was continued day by day throughout the whole 7 days of the feast. And on the eighth day, the 23rd day of the seventh month, was a solemn assembly according to the manner. And on the 24th day of this same month the people assembled with fasting, and with sackcloths, and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers, and stood and confessed their sins, and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place, and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God 1/4 part of the day, and another 1/4 part they confessed, and worshipped the Lord their God. One of these blessed and thorough confessions is recorded in full in Nehemiah 9 as an example for God's people in all time. It is well worth a careful reading in detail by every one of God's people today. There is not anywhere in it any suggestion that either they or their fathers had been infallibly right, and had done infallibly right all the time, so that it should be accounted akin to sacrilege for anybody to think, and akin to blasphemy for anybody to say, that there was a better way. Now in the 24th day of this month the children of Israel were assembled with fasting, and with sackcloths, and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers, and stood and confessed their sins, and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place, and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God 1/4 part of the day, and another 1/4 part they confessed, and worshipped the Lord their God. then stood up upon the stairs of the Levites, Jeshua, and Bani, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Buni, Sherebiah, Bani, and Shenani, and cried with a loud voice unto the Lord their God. Then the Levites, Jeshua, and Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabniah, Sherebiah, Hodijah, Shebaniah, and Pethahiah, said, Stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever, and blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. You, even you, are Lord alone, you have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth, and all things that are therein, the seas, and all that is therein, and you preserve them all, and the host of heaven worship you. You are the Lord the God, who did choose Abram, and brought him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees, and gave him the name of Abraham, and found his heart faithful before you, and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it, I say, to his seed, and have performed your words, for you are righteous, and did see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heard their cry by the Red Sea, and showed signs and wonders upon Pharaoh, and on all his servants, and on all the people of his land, for you knew that they dealt proudly against them. So did you get yourself a name, as it is this day. And you did divide the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on the dry land, and their persecutors you threw into the deeps, as a stone into the mighty waters. Moreover you led them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way wherein they should go. You came down also upon Mount Sinai, and spake with them from heaven, and gave them right judgments, and true laws, good statutes, and commandments, and made known unto them your holy Sabbath, and commanded them precepts, statutes, and laws, by the hand of Moses your servant, and gave them bread from heaven for their hunger, and brought forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, and promised them that they should go in to possess the land which you had sworn to give them. But they and our fathers dealt proudly, and hardened their necks, and hearkened not to your commandments, and refused to obey, neither were mindful of your wonders that you did among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But you are a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsook them not. Yeah, when they had made them a molten calf, and said, This is your God that brought you up out of Egypt, and had wrought great provocations, yet you in your manifold mercies forsook them not in the wilderness, the pillar of the cloud departed not from them by day, to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night, to show them light, and the way wherein they should go. You gave also your good spirit to instruct them, and withheld not your manna from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst. Yeah, 40 years did you sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing, their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not. Moreover you gave them kingdoms and nations, and did divide them into corners, so they possessed the land of Sion, and the land of the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og king of Bashan. Their children also you multiplied as the stars of heaven, and brought them into the land, concerning which you had promised to their fathers, that they should go in to possess it. So the children went in and possessed the land, and you subdued before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gave them into their hands, with their kings, and the people of the land, that they might do with them as they would. And they took strong cities, and a fat land, and possessed houses full of all goods, wells digged, vineyards, and olive yards, and fruit trees in abundance. So they did eat, and were filled, and became fat, and delighted themselves in your great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient, and rebelled against you, and cast your law behind their backs, and slew your prophets which testified against them to turn them to you, and they wrought great provocations. Therefore you delivered them into the hand of their enemies, who vexed them, and in the time of their trouble, when they cried unto you, you heard them from heaven, and according to your manifold mercies you gave them saviors, who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before you, therefore you left them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned, and cried unto you, you heard them from heaven, and many times did you deliver them according to your mercies, and testified against them, that you might bring them again unto your law. Yet they dealt proudly, and hearkened not unto your commandments, but sinned against your judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them, and withdrew the shoulder, and hardened their neck, and would not hear. Yet many years did you forbear them, and testified against them by your spirit in your prophets, yet would they not give ear, therefore you gave them into the hand of the people of the lands. Nevertheless for your great mercy's sake you did not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, for you are a gracious and merciful God. Now therefore, our God, the great, the mighty, and the terrible God, who keeps covenant and mercy, let not all the trouble seem little before you, that has come upon us, on our kings, on our princes, and on our priests, and on our prophets, and on our fathers, and on all your people, since the time of the kings of Assyria unto this day. Howbeit you are just in all that is brought upon us, for you have done right, but we have done wickedly, neither have our kings, our princes, our priests, nor our fathers, kept your law, nor hearkened unto your commandments and your testimonies, wherewith you did testify against them. for they have not served you in their kingdom, and in your great goodness that you gave them, and in the large and fat land which you gave before them, neither turned they from their wicked works. Behold, we are servants this day, and for the land that you gave unto our fathers to eat the fruit thereof and the good thereof, behold, we are servants in it, and it yields much increase unto the kings whom you have set over us because of our sins. Also they have dominion over our bodies, and over our cattle, at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. And because of all this we make a sure covenant, and write it, and our princes, Levites, and priests seal unto it. This confession was written out, and Nehemiah and 83 others of the princes, priests, and Levites signed it in behalf of themselves and all the people, who clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse, and into an oath, to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses the servant of God, and to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord our Lord, and his judgments and his statutes, and that we would not give our daughters unto the people of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons, and if the people of the land bring ware or any victuals on the Sabbath day to sell, that we would not buy it of them on the Sabbath, or on the holy day, and that we would leave the seventh year, and the exaction of every debt. At the same time, the ordinances, and the courses of the priests, Levites, porters, and singers, etc., were restored, in the service of God in the temple.